Hillel, this is Martin Rosendale, CEO of the Maryland Technology Council, a partner with Newport, and host of the Capital M podcast. Today we're at the first annual Bioinnovation Conference sponsored by Maryland Life Sciences, where we're speaking with a number of entrepreneurs, innovators, and experts on the capital markets. And I'm here with Chris McDonald, who is the Vice President of Manufacturing for Kite Pharma. Chris, thank you for joining me.
Oh, Marty, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Chris, if you could take a minute and tell us a little bit about the plant that Kite is building here in Maryland, and why Maryland? Why did you select Maryland?
Yeah, so we're building out in Urbana. It's about a 270,000 square foot facility. It's going to be for autologous cell therapy. All one story. We're in the middle of construction now. We're living in construction trailers at the site. We chose Maryland, and I think the announcement came out about a year ago, or right before I actually joined Kite. But we chose Maryland for several factors. I think one, obviously, this is an area within the world that's known for cell and gene therapy. There's a lot of technical expertise in the area. We have partnered with NCI in the past and continue to partner with NCI. We had also already chosen to have a research and development and clinical manufacturing facility in Gaithersburg. And so when we started looking at where do we want to put our next large-scale autologous cell therapy manufacturing facility in the U.S., Maryland, you know, it naturally came up as one of the top contenders. I think we also worked with, the state of Maryland. We have a very, very good incentive package. But more importantly, I think from a logistics perspective, being close to three really top-notch airports, our products need to be delivered to patients as quickly as possible, and having almost nonstop flights to any major airport in the U.S. was important to us as well.
Uh-huh. That's fantastic. So, Chris, I don't think I told you this, but when we had a chance to come out and sit down and talk with you, and you sent us a photograph of the manufacturing of the new plant that you're building out there, I took that photograph and I put it on LinkedIn. And I added a couple of sentences just describing the advanced biomanufacturing industry in Maryland and how it was growing. And over 30,000 people viewed that LinkedIn post. That's an all-time record for me.
Wow.
And all the comments were all about this amazing industry that is building up in Maryland. And so I'd like to get your perspective on the advanced biomanufacturing industry as a whole, and specifically what you see happening in Maryland with respect to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I think just attending this conference, I'm somewhat new to Maryland, so attending this conference has been eye-opening for me. I start to see the amount of companies that are really doing just this groundbreaking research and development work, and there's just a ton of activity in this space, in this area, especially in the cell and gene therapy space, which I think everybody would say is probably the most exciting area within biotech development at this point. And so from my perspective, there seems to be a ton of small companies that are working really hard to bring innovative products to market. I do think the biomanufacturing space is going to be that next important step for these companies. I've heard it at a lot of the talks already this morning of how critical the manufacturing is going to be for these companies to be successful. There is a really solid base here. But I think it's going to have to grow tremendously. And I think that's where it's going to be interesting to see how the state of Maryland overall is able to grow the workforce to meet this growing demand that's going to be coming, as quickly as imaginable at this point.
So maybe we can talk about that for a minute. I know Secretary Schultz, Secretary of Commerce, is very interested in this topic. When she was Secretary of Department of Labor, Licensing and Regulation, she rolled out an apprenticeship program that has been very successful. She and I have had a couple of conversations around workforce. I actually believe that the advanced biomanufacturing industry is potentially headed for a crisis, a workforce crisis, if we don't do something about it quickly. And to kind of put you on the spot, I've heard at least one person say to me, and I'll quote, Kite Pharma is paying Santa Monica salaries for Maryland jobs to be competitive. And so I'm curious what you see, and I know you've been working with some of the universities, you've been working hard to overcome this issue. And so I guess my question is, what can we all be doing? How can we all join with you to make sure that we're building the right workforce and getting to where we need so that we can avoid that crisis.
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, I don't know if we're paying Santa Monica wages here in Maryland. I think our employees would like that. Santa Monica is obviously one of the most expensive places to live in the U.S. What I would say is, as you probably know, I wasn't just with Kite in Santa Monica and transferred here, but I was running a large facility here in Maryland for another company. And just in general, there is a shortage of workforce. And so the concern is are we going to start stealing from each other? And is it just, I heard somebody this morning say, hey, Kite Pharma is hiring a bunch of people in Urbana. They're going to train them up, and then you all can hire them in 5 years, right? And then what I would say is my job as a plant manager is to create a great place to work, you know, that's really delivering for patients so that our staff aren't going to want to go anywhere. But all of that being said, it is going to be a very competitive market. And I think we almost need to build that coalition that we can help to grow the pie from an employee perspective versus just continue to trade between between companies. I did talk to Secretary Schultz this morning specifically about that topic. We are working with Frederick Community College. We're working with Hood College. We're talking to University of Maryland, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. So we are reaching out to the universities and doing that. But I do think that there's an opportunity to maybe form a coalition within the biomanufacturing space to really help everybody develop the curriculum so that we can grow this. Prior to coming to Kite, I was with a company in North Carolina, and I served on the state of North Carolina's workforce development program, and they were running through the same types of issues. And North Carolina actually has, I think, a much larger base for biomanufacturing, maybe not as large of a base around research and development, but I think they had this very good model that was built around North Carolina State University and the community college programs that were really developing that talent that could go into the biomanufacturing space. I think we need something like that here in Maryland, and I'm not saying it needs to be around one certain university, but there needs to be almost a set curriculum that all the companies can help contribute to, and then we're getting the right employees coming out of the community college programs as well as the university programs that are really ready to go on day one. And I think that's something that I'm committed to working on.
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic. And by the way, in all fairness, I think that comment that I relayed was more fear of what might happen than actually what is happening. But I love your idea of a coalition, and I think that the Tech Council is very interested in leading that coalition, pulling it together. You know, I had conversations with universities at Shady Grove and the new facility that they've built there and the potential to create workforce, the right workforce out of that organization. The PIC-MC program at Montgomery College is another great opportunity. I think there is, as you point out, a real opportunity to bring everybody together and solve this problem. But since you've experienced it elsewhere and worked on it elsewhere, help us understand a little bit about what that might look like. So if we bring the industry together, we form this coalition, what do they do? How do they help address the problem?
Yeah, so and I can only talk to my experience in North Carolina, but we had what's called the Biomanufacturing Forum, and it was run by the North Carolina Biotech Center, which was tied to the state of North Carolina. And what it did was it brought all the plant managers of all the major manufacturing facilities together and their staff. And we would meet almost like a steering committee, and then we'd volunteer our staff. A lot of times it was our HR business partners and the leads for the plants to work through where do we see the jobs coming, where are we projecting the growth, what's the type of curriculum we need, and then how do we influence the state around that. What was interesting, and I think it's true here in Maryland as well, is it's not just strong technical staff, but it's also trade staff. And so when I look at maintenance mechanics, instrument technicians, automation engineers, the majority of our employees are, and not just at Kite, I think in the industry, are getting to the age of retirement. And there's not a lot of younger kids who are graduating high school and choosing trades as a potential profession. And there's going to be this unmet need. And these jobs are really well paying. And so I think it's a viable alternative that maybe we could help through the community college advertise as well as build that curriculum and then start that apprenticeship program so we can start bringing these staff in to work with our staff really today.
Yeah, Yeah, that's fantastic. So we're probably gonna tap you on the shoulder and ask you to help us pull that one together, because I think that you're right on. That's the way to go. That's how industry can help solve the problem, and how we can build that workforce for the future. So I want to change subjects a little bit. You joined Kite, and you had this opportunity to build a plant from the ground up. What is that like? You know, your access to technology, designing the facility, incorporating state of the art. You know, what does that look like?
Yeah, well, this is a unique opportunity, I think, for me. I was employee number one and was hired just about a year ago. I hired a second employee in January. We're about 40 employees now, so we're growing quite quickly, and we plan to grow over the next 2 to 3 years to over 300 employees. It's exciting, first of all. I mean, I want to bring it back to the patients, because I think we're really focused on the cure at Kite, and some of the product that we make, Yescarta, has shown to really have strong efficacy and creating great results for people who don't really have another choice. And so I think, one, the excitement of the product is important. I think for me, though, what's equally important is how do we start to get our costs under control? And I think it's public knowledge that cell therapy, autologous cell therapy in general, is very expensive. One batch is going to one patient. How do you scale out versus scale up? So typically in the biomanufacturing, you're going from a 20-liter bioreactor to a 20,000-liter bioreactor, and you're able to produce enough protein for the world supply in one facility. Here, we're producing for one patient at a time, and so you're basically scaling out versus scaling up. And so the facility we're building in Urbana is, from a technology perspective, we're hoping to make it the most advanced facility in the world for autologous cell therapy. We're employing automation. We're employing electronic batch records, data systems for your laboratory information management system. And we're really trying to automate, not just from a cost controls perspective, but also to close the manufacturing process and have a safer manufacturing process for our patients.
So, Chris, what advice would you give a smaller, younger, early stage company that's in the cell therapy space? Let's say they're phase two clinical trials, so they're just beginning to think about manufacturing. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been going to some conferences all over the world, specifically on automation, and the questions that I'm asking are very different from the questions that the people who are in phase one, phase two are asking. I think the people in phase one, phase two are really just thinking now about, how do I get the product to market? I would just suggest they start thinking about not only how do you get the product to market, but how do you serve the patients? And logistics are quite difficult. How do you make your manufacturing process scalable? Can you embrace automation early? There is a lot of really really good automation technology out there, and I think if you start to think about how do I tailor my manufacturing process to the automation platforms early, versus I think what we're doing, which is we have a licensed product and then we're tailoring an automation platform to our licensed product. If you're a smaller company, can you tailor your manufacturing process to the current technology that's on the market? And so I know a lot of these companies are really focused on how do we get to market, but I think putting a little bit of time and effort into thinking about not only that, but how do you scale this if it does become commercial, and how are you long term going to be successful would be important.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. There's been enough examples of autologous products in particular that couldn't control the costs of that very expensive business and logistics model, and then struggled in the marketplace as a result. So I think you're absolutely right about that. So Chris, we've discussed a number of things. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about that we haven't touched on?
I think I think from my perspective, being at this conference is really opening my eyes around just the amount of innovative science that's happening in this area. And so I don't think it's anything in particular I want to talk about, but I would just like to compliment you and the conference for putting this on. I begrudgingly pulled myself away from my desk today to come here And I am on one of the panels to speak later today, but I've gotten so much out of the conference, so I just want to thank you.
Well, that's fantastic, and we're really glad you made it. Thank you for that. So this is Martin Rosendale, the Capital M podcast sponsored by the Maryland Technology Council. I've been talking with Chris McDonald, the Vice President of Manufacturing for Kite Pharma. Chris, thank you so much. I know you're a big advocate for the innovation ecosystem here in Maryland and elsewhere for that matter. Tremendous advocate in the advanced biomanufacturing space. I really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me, Marty. Appreciate it.